You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is how we do it at KSL. Raw and real. No one does it better than us. So as soon as Mitch gets here, we'll fire this thing up. But thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We're sitting in a vacant Marriott Center currently. We just witnessed the first press conference from, as the banners around the arena say, guys, the next era, Kevin Young. So tweet at us. If you're on YouTube, comments, you have any questions for us, but why wait until Saturday? I mean, we've got a great show for you coming up on Cougar Sports Saturday, KSL News Radio, noon to 3 this Saturday. Why wait until then, though, to give our initial thoughts of what we heard? It was considering this was a closed event, I thought it was pretty packed. Like, there was a lot of notable alums. There was several current players here. There were some players in the portal in attendance as well. We can get in touch on all this, Mitch.
So much to get to, and, you know, I think first off, again, if you missed it or if you're new, not a BYU fan, Kevin Young, the new head coach at BYU, and we just watched his made-for-TV press conference. It was on television, and there were some questions asked. There was a little bit of breakout commentary as well, but what a move for BYU getting Kevin Young, guys, because when you look at a BYU coaching search, there's always the names are known. Yeah. You know, Tom Holmo noted earlier today on BYU TV that there's always a succession plan because we know the names. These same candidates, potential candidates, were guys that were around 5 years ago, and one of those guys that was interviewed was Kevin Young, and he was younger at that time, but now with the Big 12 and with NIL and with everything in place right now, he became the clear-cut candidate for BYU, and he's now the head coach, and what a unique, exciting new era as they're branding it here for BYU, and I'm pretty excited to cover it. I think Kevin Young's going to be a fascinating hire to cover. What about you, Matt?
I think the hire is the most significant hire that the school has made at maybe any level besides Lavelle Edwards, and that didn't have a lot of fanfare, but it ended up obviously yielding a national championship and a Heisman Trophy winner and the greatest era of BYU football, but Kevin Young is someone we talked about a little bit on last week's show, Cougar Sports Saturday, and it was just, it was an afterthought segment. You know how radio structure is.
Sometimes sure.
You're up against the clock, but it was like, yeah, we dark horse candidate, we'd love to have this guy, but like, really? Are you going to get the top paid NBA assistant coach to come to BYU, who, by the way, has no ties to the university?
Zero.
I guess the only tie he has is that his wife went here.
Yeah, back when he was at the Utah Flash.
Right, but did not go to school here, did not play here, like none of the family really went here. Like, it's there's not a huge family presence with BYU. And so in your mind, you just think, hey, that'd be nice, but like that's not what BYU's done. That's not what they're capable of doing. And then they get to hire, some of the details come out, the length of the deal, how much money's being paid, the commitment to basketball. These are conversations, Mitch. You know, it's been a long time since you've been in the media, a lot longer than me and Nate. But go back to your fandom days. How many conversations did you have with your dad, who was a diehard, or your friends, where after a painful loss, maybe it was a Utah-BYU football loss, where you just wished that BYU would put all the chips in and put the money forth? Because it's like, we know we're not paying our coaches as much, and we know that our facilities aren't up to par with other universities. Like, what would it be like at BYU if we just went for it? That has arrived for BYU basketball, and I think it's going to trickle to other sports as well. Now that you got the Big 12 money on the horizon, like, this is going to be the golden era of BYU sports, guys, because the commitment is there. And that is has never been more clear than by this hire, because if the commitment's not there, you're not getting Kevin Young. But the commitment was there. It moved so fast, which we can get to as well. But I'm just so stoked for the hire because, and we haven't even talked about Kevin Young's resume yet, but for what the hire means just from a macro level speaks volumes as to where this university thinks they can go athletically.
He's Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper, Nate Slack, producer of Cougar Sports Saturday. Nate, what were some of your initial takeaways from tonight's press conference here at the Marriott Center?
I think the main thing for me is just the energy that was here. I had some friends texting me during it, and they were talking about how good of a production it was on TV. But just the energy that I think the fan base has now. I mean, I sent you guys a text a few days ago saying I have a hard time not being discouraged. You know, Pope leaves, Dallin enters the portal, Richie Saunders enters the portal.
I was discouraged at Disneyland when the news broke. I'm like, give me a couple extra churros. I can't believe we're going through this.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that sucked the most, I think, is just the timing of it all, because this came out like a few days after BYU's being tabbed as a top 10 team by CBS Sports and
yes,
top 15 by ESPN for next season, and then all of it just kind of trickles down. And but I think this event, I think the things that he said, you know, talking about relationships that he has with different coaches and players and how that's helped him progress in his career, and he wants to bring that to BYU, I think that makes fans feel a lot more optimistic with Pope being gone. And I think the future is bright. I'm really excited about it.
Lead assistant for the Phoenix Suns this is his fourth season. He's going to finish things out in the NBA playoffs. They play the T-Wolves Saturday, 1:30 tip. We'll be monitoring that closely. I think everyone in Cougar Nation is kind of excited to watch the Suns. And I thought it was interesting tonight, too. Kevin Young notes how he feels that you can leverage the story of BYU in the NBA playoffs and kind of enhance the brand, because – if there's ever a camera shot of Kevin Young, they're going to say he's the next BYU head coach.
They will be. And look, Frank Vogel, Devin Booker, like, players are being asked about.
KYU.
That was a great soundbite. By
great the way. Clip.
More, the better clip was a little later, though, when it talked about how Devin Booker, who played at Kentucky, said that I wish I could have played for Kevin Young in college.
Yeah.
That's the soundbite of the week so far. That's an all-star. Devin Booker's dropped over 70 points in a game, and he played at Kentucky. And he's saying, I wish I could have played for Kevin Young. I mean, if that didn't get you excited, then just back off the wagon, because that was incredible to hear.
I think Kevin Young is going to bring a lot of excitement to this BYU basketball program. I'm still maybe a little bit reserved on what year one can be.
That's
because
fair.
He noted in a breakout session it's about winning, and he even noted chasing national titles, chasing conference titles. I don't know if that's in the cards in year one. But look,
I did get back down on Richie Saunders. Does that change your mind?
I just feel like to assume that they're just going to run it back again and be the fifth place team in a deeper Big 12, I think that's a tall order.
Fair.
You know, but the thing is that I like the fact that BYU's got a coach that can. He's got more than just simply they're going to live and die by the three. There's going to be more depth to what this team does every single night when they're going up against Bill Self, when they're going up against Tommy Lloyd, grab your passport. It's going to be a lot tough. Billy's going to be, you know, they're going to be adjusting. They're going to have better game plans, I think, than just simply living and dying by the three. What would you say, Nate?
It looks like the audio's out on the stream.
The live and die by the three was fun, and I still want that to be a part of this team, and I think it will be. I really liked how in Kevin Young's opening presser, he talked about how he's been the offensive coordinator. He's run the offenses at the teams that he's been a part of. And there was a lot of five out, which, you know, a five out offense is looking for the three, right? You're not trying to hammer in the post, but there's more to it than just that. Kevin Young, guys, I think this is one of the reasons I'm so excited. And we don't need to disparage Coach Pope too much here, but Coach Pope was not a strong X's and O's coach. He just wasn't. Like, that wasn't his strength, and we had complaints about that throughout his tenure, where late-game substitution strategies, we complained about that as recently as the past couple weeks of the season. There were some X's and O's stuff that left you wanting more, and I don't think that's going to necessarily be an issue for Kevin Young. Devin Booker and Monty Williams and Chris Paul and Frank Vogel and a lot of others are talking about this guy's X's and O's ability, his IQ ability. Like, this dude is a smart basketball coach. These guys are going to run great plays out of timeouts. They're going to have answers for situational basketball, which killed BYU this year.
Yes.
In so many games. Situational basketball lost them three or four games. I believe that's not going to be a problem anymore. Because this dude has studied from some of the best. He's worked for some of the best. And he has an incredible mind for the game. I just I feel like from a coaching perspective, and look, Coach Pope did a lot of great things for BYU, sure. And he had a lot of strengths, but Kevin Young is a better coach. When you're talking about development and when you're talking about X's and O's, you've upgraded with Kevin Young.
Kevin Young's the best X's and O's coach at BYU since Roger Reed. And it shouldn't be a coincidence that Roger Reed also was a beloved figure by Danny Ainge, who Roger Reed worked in the NBA as well, oddly enough, with the Phoenix Suns. You know, Kevin Young brings just such a wealth of basketball knowledge and connections. And, Nate, I thought it was noteworthy how Young pointed out the NBA. And I thought that the fact that he wants to make this a destination where players come here and they get to the league, man, that is a – you talk about financial commitment being a culture shift for BYU. Talking about BYU being an NBA hotbed, easier said than done, but – I think that's pretty exciting for Cougar fans.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I thought...
sell that, too. That's the thing. Yes. Mark Pope could not sell that.
Yes.
Kevin Young can sell it legitimately on the recruiting trail.
Right, and we've seen that this week. I mean, the comments that we talked about from Booker, talking about how he wanted to play for a coach like Kevin Young in college. And I think him with the relationships, I'm really anxious to see who he hires as assistant coaches because... I think that's going to tell a lot of, okay, like his connections are real. This really can take BYU to the next step because I think we were happy with the assistant coaches BYU's had in the past, but I think bringing on people maybe like a Barrett Peary as an assistant coach who was in the head coaching race, there's obviously been talks about Chris Burgess. I don't know if he's still going to be interested in the assistant coaching spot, but I'm really anxious to see how his relationships translates to getting guys in the portal, getting guys out of the portal like a Dallin Hall and a Richie Saunders, getting coaches who have good experience, whether it's NBA guys or college guys. I feel like this is a perfect situation with NIL, with the transfer portal for this kind of coach because you don't have to bring in high school players and hope that things turn around in 2 years. This is something that even though it'll probably be a completely different look than the BYU team that we had this year, it could be a different roster, different offensive sets. It can still work because I feel like with the transfer portal, he's able to get who he wants immediately, plug them in play, and get things rolling.
I think what's also exciting, guys, is that you now have, you know, the momentum that you built in year one isn't completely wiped out. You still have that belief and that hope that BYU can be in the upper tier of the Big 12. Again, I'm kind of taking a more reserve role just to think, you know, I feel like it's going to take some.
We have switched spots.
I feel like it's going to take time. I feel like it's just going to take a little bit of an adjustment period because, you know, I want to see how the roster comes together because at the end of the day, you got to have personnel. And I think right now the roster is a little bit light. And it was positive to see Dallin Hall here. It was positive to see, I think, a lot of the current program still here. We saw coaches Nick Robinson. We saw Colin Terry. We saw Nate Austin. We saw pretty much grad assistants. We saw Foose. We saw pretty much the guys that could have easily the last 5 days said, I am out. Get me out of here. I'm moving on, especially from the player front. And the fact that they were willing to stay and hear out this message, I think it's interesting. Now, it could change in 24 hours. They heard what they wanted to hear, and they're like, I'm out of here. I'm going to the portal.
Right.
That could happen. And more power to them. Do what you got to do. But I just think that BYU basketball, all the momentum that was built in year one will not be wiped out. As Tom Homo noted, credit to him and this administration, they are in a position of strength, and it feels like being in the Big 12 catapulted this and made it happen.
There's no doubt about it. And I really liked hearing Kevin Young talk directly about what an achievement it was last year. The season did not end the way that we wanted it to. They got, you know, run off the court by Texas Tech in the Big 12 tournament. And then Duquesne, tremendously disappointing. But I did not believe that they would be in the NCAA tournament.
Like, sure.
That, to get back on that track with a team that had a lot of guys that can come back, and that's still the case. Like, I liked hearing him acknowledge that. I'm sure the players liked hearing that.
Number one priority, he said.
Number one priority, retaining those players, which – that was music to my ears because if you get Hall back, if you get Richie Saunders back, you got a really nice group there. And then you only need two or three people in the portal to finish out the roster. And I still like some of the guys that maybe take a lesser role on this Kevin Young team next year. But if you can get Noah Waterman back, I'd love him off the bench.
Yep.
Atiki, I think he can be a rotational player. Townsend Triple, he had some rave reviews at points last year.
Dawson Baker.
I saw him tonight, too.
Yeah, he was here. Put him
walking around, no boot.
Right.
Looked pretty good.
Starting lineup. So we do need to see what happens with the roster. But let's just assume, because, like, you made there was a great report, Misha, you had in KSL Sports on Dallin Hall and his entrance into the transfer portal and what he was looking for and who he's been reaching out to. How do you not buy into that, man? I just don't know how you don't buy into that. That you reported that Hall wants a path to the NBA.
Yes.
This is the path, right, man. This is the path.
And it was interesting, too, tonight. So we see him here at the Marriott Center. But, you know, Kevin Young gets around to the facility around 6 o'clock. He addresses the team waiting in the Marriott Center Annex parking lot. As I pulled up, it wasn't any sort of Volkswagen Jetta deals here.
You're notoriously early to these things.
I'm notoriously early. But and that's just a joke about the Jetta thing. It's a BYU lore. That's why I brought it up. But you know, Dallin Hall's in the parking lot and he's getting ready to, you know, he wants to hear from the coach. And I thought just the fact that he's there, he's around this thing, you know, he's gonna have opportunities. Just reported today that, you know, Oklahoma, St. Mary's in the mix too. They've contacted. So there's more programs wanting Dallin Hall. The list is growing, but why not be here at BYU? And I think what helps Kevin Young, too, in assembling a roster, and I think it's always been a strength of BYU, no matter who the coach is that you do get guys that truly want to be BYU guys. And I think that helps. And, look, Kevin Young's inheriting a program, too, that's not some, you know, like down-and-out program. Like, BYU basketball, you win at this job. Since Stan Watts got hired in, like, 1949, every coach here has had at least 3 NCAA tournament appearances. The only one that didn't was Mark Pope, but he would have had 3 with the COVID year. Right. You win at this program. Like, that is the standard. BYU's a top 20 winning program. Like, Kevin Young's going to have success. I'm just willing to give it a little bit more patience, though, because I just feel like the Big 12 is going to be unreal next year. And, like, if you're the 10th best team in the Big 12, you still might be a 7th seed in the Big Dance. So that's all I'm trying to get at is that. But I love the potential. And I love that Power Conference affiliation has allowed BYU to open up the books a little bit, the resources. You got inspired donors that want to be part of this thing. We saw Ryan Smith here tonight. BYU, they're ready to compete. And I think for that alone, Nate, I think that is something that Cougar fans love hearing. Like, whether the wins or losses, however it shakes out, they feel like this university suddenly wants to go chase titles.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw that this past year. They beat Baylor. They beat Iowa State. They beat Kansas. They have the potential. They can do it. I think the thing that I struggled with at the end of the year was watching Texas Tech and watching the Duquesne game. As soon as things got physical, we knew BYU was going to be checked out because the way they played, they had to have shots falling. They couldn't be pushed around and pushed out of screens. And Ali Khalifa basically disappeared at the end of the season because BYU was not able to complete cuts to the basket and that sort of thing. So I think having a coach with an NBA background and offensive mindset, that's not going to be an issue. And I feel like BYU is not going to be in the same situation they were in against Duquesne, and that's going to translate to more wins maybe in the NCAA tournament.
Two gripes that I've had multiple times over the past years I think is solved. And I might be giving Kevin Young too much credit here. We'll see when the season comes, but I just feel like you cannot rise to the heights that you do at the college level if you're not good in these areas. We already talked about situational basketball. One thing that really bothered me over the past couple of years was there was never a set rotation. And some of that this year was due to injury. I get it. But there was a lot of tinkering, too. Like, Atiki Aliatiki has one of the best games he's ever had against Wyoming and then disappeared in conference play. Like, you don't get away with that in the NBA. You can't be jerking these players around and get respect. So I feel like from that regard, we were going to see an improvement in those areas. You talked about a lot of the wins, but there were a lot of losses too that shouldn't have been losses if a few little things are different. And I think Kevin Young will succeed in those areas. I think that's one of the reasons I'm so excited for Kevin Young is I get it. He's never been a head coach at this level or in the NBA. He's got no recruiting experience, really. I mean, the D-League and the NBA, it's different. I totally understand that, but you're getting such an upgrade from the coaching perspective. And then what I heard tonight, he's relatable. Is he as charismatic as Coach Pope? He's not, but maybe that's an upgrade in some respects. Maybe there's more buy-in because there's a more genuine relationship being built from Kevin Young than what you had with Coach Pope. So I just feel like there's really nothing to like. And to your point, maybe it's a slight step back because of the competition and from the roster construction perspective. But I think this team, if you bring back some of the guys we've noted, I think you're squarely in the mix for the tournament. And to me, that would be a huge success. You have a coaching change. You have some drama in the offseason. If you can even get back to the tournament and not win a game, you're right back on track. And we've already talked about the financial commitment. I feel like there is so much. I've never been more excited for BYU basketball in my life. I can't contain it. It is so exciting.
And to follow up on that, I think something that makes people more excited, you know, in a breakout session with Kevin Young, I asked him about alignment. How does he feel about the alignment with the administration, the ADs, the boosters? How critical was that to him? He thought it was huge, and he said he's excited that he doesn't feel like there's going to be many no's told to him. Wow. Think about that. I mean, think about we've talked so many times about resources for Kalani, who was here tonight, and that was pretty cool, those two dapping each other up. Like, Kalani daps up everyone, but, like, you could tell that they instantly there's a friendship there, and that's been the case with Pope and Kalani too. But, you know, Kevin Young said, you know, I don't feel like there was many no's so far, and he feels like this is going to be a lot of alignment to where they move forward with this thing to achieve greatness. And I love a coach that's saying, you know, chasing national titles. And look, you know, he's never been to a Final Four, but you got to aspire for it. You got to chase it. And I just like the attitude that he brings, and it'll be kind of businesslike. It doesn't feel like he's going to be this, you know, like, oh my gosh, like this big voice, but yeah, man, he's just going to be business. And I love too, the little tidbit he mentioned about recruiting. And I tend to agree with him, guys, is that recruiting is becoming a lot more like the NBA, where you're not saying, hey, when you're in eighth grade, let's offer you and then let's recruit you for 5 years. And then it's long gone. Now it's like, okay, get on the Zoom. Okay, this is how you fit. This is the depth chart. Okay, talk to this NIL collective person if you need to, because coaches can do that. That's above board now. Like, I know that's crazy, but it's above board. Talk to this person. And this is where you don't have to say, here's the biology center where you will be for 48 hours a week. Right. Like, those days are done. So Kevin Young can be with the Suns and go on Zoom calls and still recruit and still recruit at a high level, because that's what college basketball recruiting is today.
It's no longer what's the campus like, what
right,
the facilities like, let's get you here, let's show you the buildings, ooh, look at the mountains, you can go skiing. No, it's how can you get me to the league? And I loved that Kevin Young embraced that. It was like, all people want to know is, how do we get to the next level? So he can speak to that. That's a huge part of recruiting, NIL, which I think, you know, we've talked about this before in the show, but is BYU going to do what Indiana did earlier in the week? No. They're not just going to be paying out their bums for people, but they are going to compete.
Yeah.
They're not going to be left behind in that regard. So you've got adequate NIL. You've got a coach now who has the most and best NBA connections and experience you've ever had in the program by a long shot. We've never even been this close to the NBA. And then I also like, too, that he's young. Like, I think he's going to be able to relate to these dudes. I think that there will be a shared camaraderie with the grind on how you get there. Like, I started with the Utah Flash, and I worked my way up. Like, and now I know what it takes to get there. I'll help you get there. That's all you got to do, and you can do it on Zoom. So, like, I'm with you. I'm not really that worried about recruiting.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have this conversation in 6 months when we know what the roster is. But as of today and the landscape of college basketball, this would have been so hard in 2004. It would have been a steep climb. But in today's day and age, it's not steep, because it's not about, hey, I want to send my son to someone that I know, and you take care of him 4 years. No, it's like, you got the bag? Can you get to the league? Like, that's
it's hard to hear. I think it's hard for fans to hear that, because you still want to keep that college element. But, hey, if you can get that kid from Stanford, Stojakovic, focus on NBA. Focus on depth charts. Focus on how I'm going to use you and put him in the program. Oh, yeah.
Jackson Robinson leaves one way or another. He comes in, and you got Dawson Downhall comes back. Yeah. And I mean, geez, that's fun.
You know, BYU's always been a place that can get – players that you wouldn't expect. Like, it's not
Matt Harms.
Yeah, they've always been able to. Even, you know, Coach Rose got some big hitters before, but I like the potential of Kevin Young. What about you, Nate?
Yeah, I agree. We have a couple questions from the from the chat.
Okay.
First one is timeline for assistant coach hirings.
I think it's going to be, I the latest, I'd say probably May 1st at the latest, because that's when the transfer portal closes. But I think it's got to be within the week, I would expect.
He talked about that in the press conference, how the priority number one is the players. But then his second priority, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he's like, basically been on my phone for 3 straight days. Like, the staff is the next most important thing. So I'd be shocked if it wasn't cemented well before May 1st.
Yeah.
Like, it's important to get that locked in.
And I point out May 1st just because the portal closes at that time, but it's going to be quick. And the thing is again, when you're talking about, he said he's not getting many no's when it comes to what he can do, that helps the efforts. Because before it's like, well, this candidate makes sense because in the assistant pool, you don't have to get an LDS guy. And, you know, in the past it might have been, well, we're in the WCC, don't pay as much, not going to happen. Feels like anything's possible on the table here.
The dots here, too, guys. Kevin Young is making a lot of money.
Yes.
He's got a long-term commitment. You wouldn't pay your head coach that much more money if you weren't going to also put more resources into the staff.
Right.
I don't think he takes the job. If it's like, hey, we'll pay you a nice amount of money, but your staff, it's going to be bottom of the
barrel. Yeah, you better be hit up LinkedIn to find these guys. And
Zip Recruiter and keep that thing cheap. That's why this is so exciting.
Yeah.
Because it's not just Kevin Young, guys. It's the whole program. It's being elevated. You heard Tom Holmoe talk about it today. They're taking it to the next.
Shane Reese said that, too.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Hey, before we get to more questions, I think that's an underrated tidbit here. BYU president Shane Reese.
He's the man.
First head coach hire under his watch. This guy feels like he's... Like, I think he's the best president from, like, a sports fandom side since Rexy Lee. Yeah. And he was a diehard sports fan. He loved BYU sports back in the day. Shane Reese, man, he is
killing it.
And he's doing a great job.
We see him at BYU – well, saw, I should past tense, every media availability we had in the spring.
Oh, yeah.
He was there. This dude loves sports. And this is a commitment to competing at the highest level. Keep it rolling, baby. What else do we got?
Next question, how many more players do you expect to hit the portal? And I'll add – do you guys think there's a chance that we can see Dallin Hall or Richie Saunders exit the portal soon?
I think absolutely with Dallin Hall. I think that, and Richie Saunders too. I think we've, you know, kind of hit on that there's a compelling case. And there was too with Pope. Like,
for sure.
Pope had a great program. I loved covering Mark Pope. I thought Mark Pope, I still think he's going to be a top 10 coach in college basketball if he's not already. I am very. Like, I have a lot of respect for what Coach Pope did at BYU, but I love this new look BYU. And it's, to Matt's point about no ties, none of, like, it's just completely new. And it's a new addition. It's almost like, reminds me of the Jazz, how the Jazz are just doing something completely foreign to them where it's like they're tanking and this is so different than what they're used to, but long term, the potential just seems immense. He's not going to tank, of course, because you don't get draft picks in college. But, like, I just feel like the potential is so immense. And as far as portal goes, you know, who if you didn't leave in that first week, why would you leave now? Unless Kevin Young turned you off with his messaging, where if it's going to be matter of fact and his demeanor just turned you off. I don't – what you saw tonight, how could you turn that down?
Totally.
Like, now you're going to get more resources. And, you know, I was talking with someone that was close to the program tonight or last year's team. It's like, we had a lot of resources last year, too. It's continued to level up in the Big 12 era. BYU continues to just grow this thing. And so I think the whole resources thing coming into this coaching search, well, maybe was a little bit overplayed because the program right now feels like they already had resources. Now it's only going to grow.
Yeah, I think I would actually be shocked if Hall and Saunders left at this point. Just because Richie left after Pope went to Kentucky and his verbiage was specifically talking about the instability of the program.
Lights out, baby.
Yes. This is great. Here we go. We'll let ourselves up here for a little bit. This is happening. This is fantastic. Is there any – can you even see us now? I'm the one talking, but
there's
I'll just –
there's a scoreboard behind us. I don't know if anyone realizes we're here.
This is amazing, guys. The lights have been turned out on us. We've been through a lot.
We're just telling ghost stories around the Kevin Young campfire.
This is great. Light up here.
It's Scout Camp here with Cougar Sports Saturday.
Yes.
Camp Tomahawk.
There we go. Camp Marriott. All right.
We'll put some final thoughts onto this.
Yeah. We're back to Hall and Saunders.
Yes.
I think there was a lot of instability, and they didn't know what was going to happen. And now you have, I mean.
You didn't feel like Saunders' messaging was kind of like, goodbye, BYU?
No.
He wasn't here tonight.
I don't feel like it was. I truly believe, based off everything that I read on his post, that it was, I don't know what's going to happen.
Sure.
My heart hurts.
I need to go figure out what I need to do next. Well, now,
that's fair.
And that's why the timing of this was so important. You get a guy in here, and now we can get to work on selling his vision. But Dallin Hall being here was certainly noteworthy. If you're done with BYU, you do not come
right.
To this. So that doesn't mean he's going to come back. But, I mean, I was all in tonight. I loved what I heard. I thought he had a good vision for the program. I loved his emphasis on offense, on getting guys to the league, relationship with players. And when you drop book and you're like, I got a closer. I don't know. I just, if I'm a player, I'm like, I'm willing to stick around and see what this is going to be. I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see, but I did not come away from that turned off. Like, oh, boy. No experience. He doesn't know what he's doing. I felt the exact opposite. What other questions we got?
We had one more. It was if they were asking if Kevin Young pointed to any specific NBA players that he's helped develop during his career.
Devin Booker
was yep.
The one he mentioned tonight. I think you don't have to go far to Grayson Allen getting that extension
yes.
In Phoenix.
Great point. Career, 4 years, $72 million, wasn't it?
Yeah, 4 years north of 70. 7 percentage point jump in three-point percentage. He leads the NBA in that category. Grayson Allen's not young. He's like in the middle of his NBA career.
He's got that look about him where he looks like he's 25, but then he also looks like he's 40.
Right.
And it's like, he got gray? Like, it's kind of crazy.
So, Chris Paul has spoken highly
yes.
Of Kevin Young. I know that he's not.
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick mm-hmm. as well from his time back in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So, the list is, I think, endless in terms of NBA connections. And I think that's going to pay dividends.
And not only that, but NBA guys, the way that the NBA is playing today, you know, like the three-point shooters, the offensive players that fit today's NBA. And I think that's what's so exciting, too, is that he embodies what the NBA is all about now, and he is four steps ahead. I remember there was a quote once a couple years back when Mark Pope said, Danny Ainge, the great thing about him is he's always like five steps ahead of everyone in basketball. Danny Ainge knew 10 years ago that Kevin Young was going to be awesome.
So and I know, did you buy when Danny Ainge trying to act like he
didn't? No, not at all. Oh, that's a great hire by BYU. Awesome. Good job, BYU. I had no idea. Yeah, that was some good acting. Hey, final thoughts, Nate?
Yeah, I'm just excited. I think it's a good hire. I'm most excited about the direction of the athletic department because now
right.
They've committed financially.
Yep.
They've shown that, you know, they've changed the hiring process. You no longer have to have three candidates that you interview formally. You don't
that's
have a
point.
2-week delay anymore.
Though Tom Olin did note today on BYU TV that was an exception.
Yes, right, it will not be a standard yes. operating procedure.
Yes, but the thing I like is that if it needs to happen, it can happen.
For football and men's basketball, it can happen.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what matters the most. Yeah. I mean, women's basketball too, but you can get it done. Matt, what about you?
I just think there's nothing on upside here. I think that Kevin Young, in a lot of ways, could be an upgrade from what we've seen under Mark
Very
Pope.
True.
And I agree with everything you said. Mark Pope was a solid coach for BYU, a really good coach. He took the program to another level. I think it was not in a great place when he showed up, and he left it in a better place. But I think with this hire, it can continue to ascend, and that brings me a lot of excitement.
Very excited. We think about it. We're middle of April. We'll have transfer portal in May. We'll have the spring evaluation. I can't wait. We'll see like Kevin Young, probably like Peach Jam, things like that. I mean, just sitting on the benches, talking it up with college coaches. That's gonna be awesome. The recruiting scene, and then, you know what? We'll get to about September, and it's go time. Like, you got about 5 months, and then you're practicing again. It's not far away. I mean, you know me. Like, I'm always – I think every guy, like, does that. Where it's like, okay, we got this moment. We got this
Our
on the calendar.
Our wives are listening to this. Like,
yes. It's like, oh, and the next thing we know, it's like Christmas. It's like, we got this BYU football game. We got this. It's like, oh, then we got Halloween. Like, but – before we know it, we'll be here in the Marriott Center, and it'll be exciting times. I can't wait, and so much new with BYU basketball. It's going to be a good time. We'll have you covered on Cougar Sports Saturday, every Saturday, noon to 3, KSLSports.com, KSL News Radio. We will turn the lights on when we're at the studio. Pretty cool to say we're in the Marriott Center, just in the dark, just hanging out in the dark.
We've been in Lavelle Edwards Stadiums for some interesting times, but this is a new
This is new.
Turn the lights off. We're some of the last people here.
Yeah, this might just stay here tonight. Like, yeah, maybe we'll we'll Airbnb it. Hey, we're just gonna hang out. But appreciate all of you.
Not even on these nice seats.
Well done, guys. Awesome work, and appreciate all of you and Cougar Nation listening to us. We'll catch you next time here on Cougar Sports Saturday, Cougar Tracks, KSL News Radio, and KSLSports.com.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.